This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're going to be beginning in just a few minutes, inshallah. I hope I'm audible. If you can let me know in the comments, please. Okay, jazakum da khair, Abad Nabil, jazakum da khair. So we're going to be beginning in just a minute or two, inshallah. So basically this stream is live on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Instagram as well. So whichever platform you are on, you can look at tuning in, inshallah. And also, please do share the stream across your platforms as well, across your forums as well, so that others can join in and tune into the reminder, inshallah. All right, so I think we can begin then. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, the Almighty, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, the Majestic, to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters, as I can see, there are subscribers who are tuning in from different parts of the country, from different parts of the world. So I welcome you all warmly to this live stream, to this Friday virtual reminder, Friday virtual sermon. My part of the world, we are in a lockdown because of the Delta variant spreading. And along with that, the masajid are closed as well. So therefore, that is why we're having the sermon slash reminder being live streamed for the benefit of all of us, inshallah ta'ala. And today I would like to touch on a very important topic. And this is, given the current circumstances that we are in very trying circumstances. It's a very chaotic and trying situation. So we sincerely pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases all of our affairs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heals us, that Allah azza wa jal rewards the loved ones who have passed on. Many of us have lost family members. Many of us have lost friends, loved ones. We pray that Allah blesses all of them with lofty ranks in paradise. Ameen. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills the hearts of the families who have lost their loved ones, who have lost their family members, who have lost their friends with patience to go through these trying times. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, the ayah that I read at the inception, it is from Surah An-Nisa, which is the fourth chapter, ayah number one. Allah Azza wa Jal, He addresses the entirety of mankind. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Bring in taqwa with regards to your Lord, who created you all, khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, who created you all from one soul, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, and from it, Allah created, from that soul, Allah created its mate, its partner, its spouse. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And then dispersed from both of them, from the first soul and his mate, his spouse, his partner, Allah dispersed many men and women. And now Allah Azza wa Jal commands us, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Bring in taqwa with regards to تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Now these two command, or at least let's take this entire command of Allah Azza wa Jal, unpack it and discuss it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Bring in taqwa with regards to whom you ask, with bring in taqwa through Allah, the one whom you ask one another, wal arham. Now arham can be translated as, at this juncture, as the wombs. My dear brothers and sisters, we're going to be talking about family. We're going to be talking about family ties. We're going to be talking about the importance of family through the light of the Quran and the Sunnah, through this command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the first part of the command, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ, you can interpret it, you can understand it as that you're supposed to be conscious, you're supposed to bring in taqwa, you're supposed to be conscious about Allah with regards to how you ask one another and what you ask one another. You see, you have this practice, as per how the scholars of tafsir have explained, where there are people who ask one another saying, I ask you by Allah. So you put forward Allah and you say, I ask you by Allah. For the sake of Allah, give this to me. For the sake of Allah, help me. For the sake of Allah, do this for me. So Allah is saying, Allah is commanding us, be conscious of Allah, be conscious of your maker when you do that. When you put forward Allah and ask for the sake of Allah. Be conscious of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you ask someone for help, when you ask someone for something, when you put forward Allah and ask, then be conscious of Allah. And then Allah says, again, be conscious of Allah with regards to arham. Arham meaning, like I said, wombs. It can be translated as the wombs of your mothers. And arham is also used, as we will see, to refer to family ties, kinship. So be conscious of Allah with regards to your family ties. Allahu Akbar. Look at the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now you'll see, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to run through. There are so many ahadith. And by the way, with regards to safeguarding family ties, looking after family ties, it has been mentioned in the Quran approximately 23 times. Allah Azza wa Jal emphasizes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of ar-rahim. Family ties. Look at this hadith and you'll understand how important it is at the very inception itself. There's a narration to the effect where Allah Azza wa Jal, he says it's a hadith Qudsi. He says, I am, and the narration goes along the lines of these words, I am the Lord. I am Ar-Rahman. Look at the name of Allah. I am Ar-Rahman. And I created Rahim. Now, for the students of the Arabic language, and for those of you who are familiar with the Arabic language, you will observe that the name of Allah Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, family ties, these two words stem from the same root. So Allah says, I created Ar-Rahim and I derived its name from my name, Allahu Akbar. So Ar-Rahim, which can be translated as the womb of your mother, or Ar-Rahim, family ties, this word has been derived from the name of Allah Ar-Rahman, which basically, when you unpack that name of Allah Azza wa Jal, you see the levels of mercy, subhanallah. We sincerely pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers and encompasses us with His mercy, with His divine mercy, ameen. And then the hadith goes on. So whoever observes it, as in whoever safeguards it, whoever safeguards kinship, I would observe him and I would safeguard him. And whoever severs it, if you were to sever family ties, if you were to cut family ties, then I would sever him. I would cut him. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us all. So as you can see, at the very inception itself, it's a very, very important topic. And like I said at the beginning, given the current context, we're losing loved ones left, right, and center. We're losing family members left, right, and center. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is incumbent that we remind ourselves not to take our loved ones for granted. Not to take our family members for granted. Yes, in the past, for petty issues. Because we've become slaves to our egos. We have cut family ties. We choose to ignore family members. Siblings are not talking to one another. Children are not talking to their parents. A child is not talking to his or her mother. A child is not talking to his or her father. The father is not talking with his children. The mother is not talking with her children. Allahu Akbar. There's so much of disunity. It's incumbent that, you know, at this juncture, that we remind ourselves of how important an aspect it is to maintain family ties, to safeguard family ties. Look at relationships between husbands and wives, subhanallah, disintegrating, and little petty issues are blown out of proportion. And you know, my dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the key things that shaitan works extremely hard towards: breaking a marriage, causing a rift between a husband and a wife. Why? Because he knows the minute that happens, that entire home disintegrates. The children are disturbed. The children now come from a very disturbed background. So shaitan works extremely hard to do this. He plots and he plans and he lays his traps. Subhanallah, today in the form of social media, in the form of all of these things, these distractions, we get carried away with it. We forget the responsibilities towards one another. We forget, as children, we forget our responsibilities to our fathers, to our mothers. As husbands, we forget our responsibilities towards our wives. As wives, we forget our responsibilities towards our husbands. As parents, we forget our responsibilities towards our children. As siblings, we forget our responsibilities towards our siblings. As an individual, we forget our responsibilities towards our family members. You know, we are philanthropists to the world. We are extremely charitable to the entire world. The society thinks high and mighty of us. But when we go back home, we are the worst of the worst, the lowliest of the low. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm going to be mentioning a number of narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will see, inshallah, you know, more than me talking, I want to convey the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will see how important an aspect it is. And inshallah, let this reminder serve as a wake-up call for all of us before we lose our loved ones. If your parents are alive, then you are fortunate, my dear brother. You are fortunate, my dear sister. Go sit down with those who have lost their parents. They're grieving. They're so much in regret. They want to go to the graves of their parents and cry and weep. If your parents are alive, two massive doors of Jannah are wide open for you. Seize the opportunity of fulfilling your responsibilities and fulfilling your rights with regards to your parents. Your rights with regards to your husbands, your rights with regards to your wives, your children, your siblings, your family members, your extended family members, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins. Now look at these narrations, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he mentions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyasil rahimah. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him uphold his family ties. Let him maintain connections with his family ties, with his kinship. In another hadith, and this too is recorded in the book of Imam al-Bukhari, and I want you to reflect on this hadith, beautiful and powerful words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are not my words, these are the words of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he reports, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, من سره أيب من سره أيبسط له في رزقه. Whoever is pleased to have his provision expanded, his rizq expanded, okay, and his lifespan extended, then فَلْيَصِلَ رَحِمَةً, let him maintain good relations with his family members. Allahu Akbar. My dear brothers and sisters, why do we run, you and I, every single day, from morning to evening? Why? What are we running for? To earn, right? For our rizq. To put food on the table. Yes or no? To eat. To live a comfortable life. We're running morning to evening. Right? Dawn till dusk. And look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You maintain family ties, your rizq is expanded. There is going to be barakah in your rizq. You have to understand this concept of barakah. You may be earning in quantity, my dear brothers and sisters, but if the barakah is stripped away, you won't know what is happening to that money. You may be earning hundreds and thousands of dollars, but by the end of the month, by the end of the year, there'll be no trace of that money. On the other hand, if there is barakah, you may be earning just 1,000 rupees. You may be earning just 10,000 rupees. You may be earning just $1,000, but there will be so much of barakah in it that you'll be able to do colossal things with that money. Colossal things. You'll be able to move mountains, literally move mountains with that money. On the other hand, if barakah is stripped away, look at the concept of time. You see, barakah has been stripped away from time. Look at how little we are able to accomplish. Before we know it, a Friday comes about. Ramadan comes about. Year after year, time is just flying. Because why? We have the same 24 hours, the same 30 days, if you will, the same 365 days in terms of quantity, but barakah has been stripped away. So there's very little that we are able to accomplish. But when you look at the people of the past, the pious people of the past, you read about them praying so many units of prayer. You read about them writing so many books. Like if you look at the biographies of the scholars of the past, the people of the past, they've accomplished so much. Sometimes you read and you're wondering, how was he able to read so much of Quran in a given day? How was he able to, you know, pray so many units of prayer? And on top of that, spend time with his family, spend time with his children. Subhanallah, why? Because there's barakah. Allah blessed their time. So in that 24 hours, if you will, they were able to accomplish many, many things. On the other hand, you and I, we have the same 24 hours, but we are, and on top of that 24 hours, look at how convenient our lives have become. I always reflect on this. You see, the scholars of the past, they didn't have live streaming platforms. They didn't have fancy devices and gadgets. They didn't have MacBooks and computers and desktops and laptops and word processors and all of that stuff. What did they have? They had parchments, traditional methodologies of writing. They had what, you had to dip it into the ink pot and you write it. They didn't have modern day electricity. They didn't have lights. They had to go out and at times read and write under the moonlight. At times use oil lamps and read and write. And yet, look at how many books they have compiled whilst you and I, how little have we achieved, subhanAllah, how little have we achieved. Why? Because barakah has been stripped away from our time. So similarly, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you have to understand the concept of barakah within rizq. On paper, on the books, you'll be able to see, oh, you know what? I made this many million within this month. I made this much of money within this year. I'm able to close a deal every single day, every single week, every single month. I have all these assets. But if Allah were to strip away the barakah, and there's very little that you can do with it. There's very little that you can do in terms of real fulfillment. You won't lead a comfortable and happy life, a content life, nor will you be able to help others. But there are people who are earning very little, but they're living content lives, happy lives, helping others. That's the true essence of life, my dear brothers and sisters. So look at this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if you maintain family ties, your rizq is going to be expanded. So think about it, contemplate. If you are earning and you're not talking to your mother, you're not talking to your father, you have a bad relationship with your wife, or with your husband, or with your children, with your siblings, then what is the point? And if you're wondering, why is there no barakah in my life? Why am I stuck in one place? Today, we look for, what is it? We look for business advice, investment advice, entrepreneurship quotes. We want to see, you go to university, you get a degree in business and whatnot, and you're looking at strategies, you're looking at how to increase your wealth and ramp up your portfolio. But despite having all of those techniques and all of that theory in practice, you're wondering, what's going on? I'm doing something wrong somewhere. You know what? Perhaps it's black magic. Maybe somebody has cast a spell on me. No, my dear brother. No, my dear sister. First, look at the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First, assess and see how you're dealing with your family members. Today, we have so many modern methods of communication. When was the last time you took your phone? Today, you have WhatsApp, you have video calls, you have group video calls. When was the last time you spoke to your sibling who's living in another country? When was the last time you spoke to your family member? Just a word, just a message, just inquiring about their health, keeping tabs on them, maintaining ties, helping them out. Perhaps they're going through difficulty. Like I said, we give charity all around, but our family members are suffering. SubhanAllah, this is where we've gotten your priorities mixed up. So look at these hadith, these narrations. In another hadith, and this is a project that I want to share with you all. Some homework, if you will. Okay, some homework until the next Friday sermon, inshallah ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he mentions, and this hadith is recorded in the book of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, ta'allamu min ansabikum. Learn your, what is it? Learn your lineages. In other words, study your family tree. How many of us know about our lineages, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam? How many of us know about our family trees? Look at the words of the Prophet. Learn your family tree. Learn your lineages to do what? To solidify your family ties. Not to boast around, oh, you know what? I'm from this family. I'm from that family. I'm from, I've got blue blood literally running through my veins. I am royalty and this and that. No, not for again. Don't look for excuses to boost up your ego. No, rather this is learn your lineages, learn your family tree to solidify your family ties. I think you would relate to this. Let's say you bump into someone, all right, or you find out that so-and-so is your relative and you meet that individual at a function, at a gathering, and you tell that individual, hey, you know what? You are so-and-so. You are my so-and-so, my aunts, my maternal aunts, so-and-so. And the minute you establish that family tie, have you not noticed how all the ice just breaks away and there's so much of warmth and there's an immediate connection that is built? Yes or no? Now that you know what? We are connected by blood. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying. Learn your lineages to solidify your family ties. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, verily, keeping family ties causes love amongst the kinship and again, enriches the wealth and increases the lifespan. Look at the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, how many of us, Yeah, you know your father, you know your grandfather, and perhaps, long shot, you know your great-grandfather. But how many of us know about our great-great-grandparents? How many of us have actually given some thought to, and today you have nice applications, you have devices, you have all kinds of things to look at studying your family tree. Why not get into this and study your family tree, study your family, and maintain ties of kinship? So this is a project. This is homework that I want you all to do, inshallah ta'ala. Another hadith. A man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he asks the Prophet of Allah, which deeds are most beloved to Allah? The Prophet responds, Imanun billah, to believe in Allah, to bring in iman with regards to Allah. And then the man asks, after that what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, silatul rahim, to maintain family ties. Then the man asks, which deeds are most hateful to Allah? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, al ishraku billah, to associate partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the man asks, after that, what is the most hated of deeds? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, qati'atul rahim, to sever, to cut family ties. So as you can see, and this hadith is recorded, it's an authentic hadith, it is recorded in the Musnad of Abu Ya'la. So as you can see, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there are so many ahadith that talk about the importance of maintaining family ties. There's another narration where a man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, tell me of something that I can do to enter Jannah and to avoid Jahannam, to avoid the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ta'budu Allah, worship Allah, la tushriku bihi shay'a, do not associate any partners unto Allah, wa tuqimu salah, establish your prayer, pray, wa tu'ti zakah, give out your zakah, and then keep good relations with your family members. When the man turned away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "In tamassaka bima umira bih dakhala al-jannah." If this man adheres to what he has been commanded, dakhala al-jannah, he will enter Jannah, he will enter paradise. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I want you to take some time and reflect on this. Think about the situation today. Are we not hearing, like I said earlier on, of so much of friction between marriages, between parents? Because you see, when you look at all of this, it's a clear indication that we have not understood what Islam has outlined in terms of the rights that need to be fulfilled. See, unfortunately, people get into a marriage not understanding how a marriage works and how they're supposed to behave within a marriage. And this is why at the end of the day, marriages start to fall apart. They don't understand, oh, you know what? As a husband, I need to fulfill these rights with regards to my wife. As a wife, Islam has clearly outlined what are my rights that I have to fulfill with regards to my husband. As children, what are my rights? What are our rights with regards to our parents? As parents, what are our rights with regards to our children? When all of this comes into place, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we'll enjoy happy and content lives. Stay away from these distractions. Shaitan, you see, that's another mistake that a lot of us make. We think, Shaitan is some antiquated dinosaur and he's still using traps of the past. No. If you are on TikTok, then Shaitan is there as well. And of course he's there. And his traps are within that. If you are on Instagram, then Shaitan is there as well. And his traps are within Instagram. And he tailor makes these traps for each and every one of us. It's not one size fits all, my dear brothers and sisters. He knows your weaknesses. How? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Yajri fi majraddam. He runs within our blood. He studies us very, very closely. And he knows, oh, this is where this individual will slip. So let me make a trap accordingly. And he pushes us into his traps. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from the traps of the devil, from the traps of Shaitan. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, like I said at the beginning, don't take your loved ones for granted. We're living at a time, any one of us can, and that is a principle applicable across the board. You can die at any moment, but are we not hearing of people suddenly just collapsing, no symptoms, and just leaving just like that? And janaza after janaza. So if not now, when, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when are we going to stop taking our loved ones for granted? When are we going to start valuing family ties, our relationships, our kinship? Let us patch things up. Let us swallow our egos, our pride. Let us mend family ties. Let us be united, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The teachings of the Prophet clearly tell us, even those who turn their backs against us, we are supposed to go and maintain ties with them. Maintain ties with them. And we are going to be rewarded, you know, reward upon reward. So much of reward, subhanAllah. And at the end of the day, Jannah is guaranteed. There are those who might be proud, arrogant, and they turn their backs against us. But let us not be like that. That is the quality of shaitan. Arrogance and pride is a quality of shaitan, and that is why he fell. So therefore, let us not fall for that, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Let us adhere to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of the Quran, and let us strive to be the most excellent of Muslimun, of mu'minun, of muttaqun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong believers. May Allah azza wa jal make us from the people of taqwa. I can hear the adhan being called out. So I'm concluding my reminder with this. I sincerely pray that Allah eases our affairs and that Allah takes us from level to level towards goodness. And may Allah Azza wa Jal unite all of us, just as how He united us across all these platforms in His beautiful gardens of Jannah. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'waya, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khairah for tuning in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.